This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Your gun stock is going to be your interface between you and the weapon. It's the way you hang on to it. Go try at Boyd's Gun Stock. If you've got a bolt gun, they have furniture for your pump shotgun, for your AR-15. Boydsgunstocks.com. I don't know if I want to say that I'm having a good time at the expense of the people of Baltimore, or if they've paid the price. I don't know. I don't know how I want to look at it. In not the so distant past, in 2016, racial tensions were running high. Freddie Gray, he was a resident of Baltimore, Maryland. He was arrested and notoriously died in police custody. And soon afterward, Black Lives Matter and other activists became enraged. They began to protest the police department's presence in their neighborhoods over alleged brutality. Fast forward a couple of years to present today. And we see over 300 murders in the city of Baltimore this past year. And that was shocking. All of the intellectuals and activists on CNN told me that if there were fewer policemen in their neighborhoods, they would be much safer. So you can imagine my shock when I read that now that there are calls for the police presence to pick back up in the black parts of town. And the city officials began working on a plan that took the police out of certain parts of the city. Instead of trusting its police officials to do their jobs, the city stepped in. 2014, the murders totaled 211. Freddie Gray died on April 2015, which sparked riots and the knee-jerk reaction by city officials. The police were pulled back immediately. This caused the murder rate to increase to 315 the same year. But the city officials got what they wanted in less police presence. That's the type of numbers that occur when people who are not trained and have no business making law enforcement decisions decide they're going to call the shots. So it's ironic that activists wanted the police gone, but now they insist the police come back for their safety. So the question that comes from this is, will the city and the activists allow the police to do their jobs? That's a big question. If the city tries to dictate how the officers can police instead of letting them operate off department policy, state law, and city ordinance, there's no reason to even try. If they're going to micromanage, here in South Carolina, we have, the capital city is Columbia, South Carolina. And the capital city at one point, they went through a period where they had a new police chief every year for 5 years. And that's because the city council would try to dictate policy as far as the way law enforcement operated. That is never going to work. And that's why you find, I don't want to say, it seems like to me sheriff's departments are a little better off. sheriff is an elected official, not an appointed, not a political appointee. So I don't know if Baltimore has a sheriff. I don't know if there's a sheriff in Baltimore. The city officials have to understand that police can engage with the community in a softer capacity, but there's also a dirty side to the job as well. And some of those parts are getting out to conduct a field interview with people standing on the corner in a high crime area and conducting traffic stops that lead to arrests if probable cause is found. There are dirty parts of policing when suspects run and the police have to chase them. This often ends up in a hand-on situation. And believe it or not, from time to time, force is necessary. If the city allows the officers to do their jobs fully, they will gladly accept the invitation. People who do this kind of job accept the risk and protect even those who wear shirts or hold signs saying they hate the police and want them dead. These men and women would truly protect and serve. The question is this city going to allow this to happen? We'll see. We will see. That remains to be seen. Sometimes be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. I've already talked about that, so I'm not going to talk about that anymore. Coming out of Brooklyn, New York. And this makes sense because she's not from New York. Well, let me give you a little background. The left loves to tout domestic violence as a reason to restrict gun ownership, but the reality is that a gun is a neutral factor, and that would actually benefit a woman if she's being attacked, because we're bigger, we're stronger, we're faster, and, you know, a woman, on the other hand, has a really good steady hold, good breathing, and a better trigger finger. So guns are a great neutralizer. And this was illustrated in Brooklyn. When she had to use a firearm, a woman had to use a firearm to defend herself after her ex-boyfriend tried to kick his way through the door. The 30-year-old man, identified by sources as Marlon Womack, stormed into his ex-girlfriend's apartment. When Womack kicked open her door, he found the 52-year-old woman, whose sources identified as Tanya Wooten, standing at the threshold with a handgun. She pulled the trigger and hit Womack once in the neck, according to sources. Medics rushed him to the Brookdale Hospital, where he is in stable condition. Cops found Wooten's .40 caliber handgun at the scene. She recently moved to the city from North Carolina. While the weapon was legal there, she did not have a New York permit yet, police sources say. And now we see the stupidity of New York City's gun laws. Had Wooten not had the pistol, at the very least she would have been guaranteed a beating. She might possibly have been killed, all because she would have been fully compliant with the New York City ridiculous gun laws that take the stance that it's far better to be a dead victim than have to explain to the police how your attacker got some extra holes in his body. I'm not saying Wooten didn't do anything wrong. She did. She did do something wrong. If you're going to move, it's on you to find out the gun laws if you're going to take a gun there. She didn't. But New York City's gun laws are dumb. They're dumb and dangerous. They have something called the Sullivan Act. That's one law that desperately needs to land in front of the Supreme Court, just so it can dismantle the system. One that favors Sullivan Law or Sullivan Act. It favors political connections over any other factor when it comes to Second Amendment rights. And it's a system that would keep Tanya Wooten disarmed, beaten, and possibly killed so they can pretend they're keeping people safe. They're not. The truth is that people who are likely to be targets of violence have a right and an obligation to protect themselves. And the problem is that the Big Apple refuses to recognize that right, heavily restricting it with no appreciable impact on crime. Sullivan Act's been on the books for over a century, but during that time, crime has risen and fallen due to other factors that has nothing to do with laws disarming criminals. Meanwhile, a woman who defended herself with a firearm may face charges because she didn't jump through all the city's hoops when she moved. And that is ridiculous. She went for the neck, though. She knew how to deanimate the guy. Good on you, Tanya. Well done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Manfred Mann Earth Band, that's called Runner. I get asked a lot of times about the bumps, so that's what was going on. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, how come you won't? Okay, that's why.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. If you've never run a Boyd's Gun Stock on your weapon, this is something you should do just to rejuvenate it. It reinvigorates that older rifle. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I knew that there would be a sign. A sign after 8 years of Barack Obama as the commander-in-chief. Recently, a sailor on the cruiser Shiloh started to behave erratically. He claimed he had the ability to shoot fireballs from his hands and he had traveled into outer space. I'd heard that before, but it was from my 30-year-old son when he was 3. This guy is a full-grown adult in the military, and despite his obvious insanity, no action was taken. The sailor, named Peter Mims, then hid aboard his ship, and no one was able to find him for a week. So we get this. Peter Mims was a troubled sailor who wanted out of the Navy. He had financial problems, his marriage had fallen apart, and his chain of command was writing him about qualifications. He'd sought mental health counseling, but was not treated when he needed it most. And he was not discharged from the Navy when he needed to be. Before he disappeared from the cruiser Shiloh on June the 8th, he was known for making crazy yet sincere claims. Shipmates recalled him saying he'd been to space and he could shoot fireballs out of his hands, which is a nifty trick if you can do it. Mims told the ship's command master chief that he believed another sailor had a poisoning scheme against him that involved injecting him with a needle. Begs the question, why wasn't he relieved of duty and then locked up? But I digress. He'd gone missing during watch as recently as June 5th, a few days before he went hiding. Captain Acock and the command master chief thought Mims was tired, but not a danger to himself or others, according to the investigation. I hate to say this, officers, but you guys have changed since the 80s. The command canceled him on 2015 for being late on qualifications, and yet that same year he was listed as must promote in his annual evaluation. A supervisor wrote on his eval, his enthusiasm and motivation are contagious. A rock-solid performer with unlimited potential. Doesn't that sound like somebody that would work, like, say, at a gym? How could they miss his obvious mental illness? After he went missing, this caused a massive 5,500-square-mile man-overboard search across the Philippine Sea. The ship's crew continued a hopeful and fruitless search for him inside the claustrophobic catacombs of the ship's engineering spaces. A week after he disappeared and after his family was notified of his presumed death, a search crew found him hiding in an escape passage leading out of a sweltering engine room. He was covered in urine and feces and had a camelback, a multi-tool, Peeps candy, and an empty peanut butter jar with him. You know, when I was in, you know, I used to go through all these high-speed schools and everything to try to learn to survive, and you're telling me that all I needed was some water, you know, a leather man, some Peeps. Wouldn't I have to disappear during Easter holidays? And some peanut butter? It doesn't say if it's chunky or smooth. Mims, who was showing signs of being a lunatic, he could have been apprehended prior to his discovery when another sailor spotted him in the middle of the night days earlier, but that sailor just went back to sleep instead of sounding the alarm. Are we sure that this is a ship in the Navy of the United States? The chiefs searched the ship's catacombs, a tight-fitting series of stiffeners and ribs beneath the engine modules, but they thought that area would be too hot to hide for an extended time. Main engine room 2 catacombs were not cleared because of the overwhelming smells, assumed at the time to be fuel and oil, but later assessed to be urine and feces. Based on the small size of the space and the unknown state of GSM-3 MIM's state of mind, fearing the safety of their personnel, they did not complete the catacomb search, which requires crawling through a series of small compartments. There's a number of failures here. Mims was never competently evaluated by his superiors. He was obviously mentally ill and derelict in duty, yet his superiors never took action. A crew member who found Mims was derelict in his duty and not apprehending him. The crew proved unable or unwilling to search their own ship. They claimed they confused Mims' feces for engine oil. Now, I don't know anything about a naval vessel, but I did drive armored personnel carriers, Bradleys, occasionally recovery vehicles, and I never got to sit in a tank. Never, ever, ever. But anyway, I can tell you this. I never, ever, not once, did I get out there and look at those things, and I'd be pulling maintenance on them. I never confused the oil going into those armored personnel carriers with feces. I never got out there and said, what is this in my hand? Now, it almost looks to me as though they didn't want to search because it was unpleasant. But then, how would they perform in real combat? That's my question. Not mentioned here is that the cruiser's helicopter was non-operational, which explained why MIMS could not be transferred off the ship immediately. The ship's helicopter is a vital piece of equipment, especially in anti-submarine warfare, and should be operational at all times. And this is not an isolated incident. There have been repeated incidents of slow-moving ships ramming into Navy ships, and that should not be possible. A fishing boat rammed into the USS Lake Champlain in May of last year. The USS Fitzgerald collided with a merchant ship in June. In August, the USS John McCain hit an oil tanker. In January, the USS Antietam accidentally ran into Japan. How do you run into Japan? This is getting so bad that the commander of the Pacific Fleet was relieved of duty. What's going on in the Navy? Well, is it just a matter of it was under Obama for so long? What do you think? Get those standards back up, Navy. We love you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by, if it'll load up, Boyd's Gun Socks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is a new gun stock is like taking that well-developed weapon that you have used so many years and giving it a new lease on life, a new feel. It's the interface between you and the gun, and it's well worth your time to go get that new gun stock at Boyd's. You'll love the At One gun stock is the for all of you that are scout rifle people. The At One gun stock is the one to get because it has a adjustable cheek riser. And all of you know that when you're putting that optic out front the way Jeff Cooper wanted you to, you need to be lined up exactly where you got to be. And that cheek riser helps you do that. And that's the At One stock. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, talking about women defending themselves. Here's another incident that demonstrates quite clearly why a firearm should be a woman's best friend should she find herself in an abusive race relationship. This one in Columbus, Ohio. And I want to tell you something that we're going to do next week. Next week, we're going to do something called the Week of the Weaponized Woman. And this is going to be something that I and Tatiana Whitlock are going to do. She is lining up the people. We're going to have more than just me and her. She has done a really, really good job of putting together some stuff. We're going to have Tina Martin-Nims, who is a competitive shooter. Melissa Gilliland, who is a precision rifle competitive shooting. She's also the VP of operations at Armageddon Gear. Of course, Tatiana Whitlock, Catherine Gordon, and Juliana Crowder and Robin Sandoval. So, they being from A Girl and a Gun. So, women, you guys could be the saviors of the Second Amendment and the gun culture. And you should be. Get that neutralizer in there. But back to Columbus, Ohio. Here, this lady goes all Steven Seagal on the guy that a woman was in a her live-in boyfriend struck her in the head with a gun at an Ohio hotel. She shot him fatally because she took the gun away from him. Columbus police have identified the man killed Thursday night at the In-Town Suites Extended Stay Hotel as 29-year-old Porfilio Salvador Hernandez. Now, of course, Shannon Squeaky Watts, the doyen of disarmament, doesn't believe that a good guy or girl with a gun has ever stopped a bad guy with a gun. So why would any civilian possibly need to own one? And all of this despite the fact that she used a chunk of Daddy Bloombuck's cash to produce this perfect illustration of why a woman might want to have an armed self, you know, to have armed self-defense as an option. Homicide detectives say no charges will be filed for now against 27-year-old Raven Lynn Torres for a shooting that they say appears to be self-defense. Maybe Ms. Torres could explain to Shannon and her fellow civilian disarmament advocates how it is that she's alive today thanks to the use of a firearm. She'd already been pistol-whipped by Hernandez, who knows what else he would have done to her had she not been able to disarm him and use the gun to stop the attack. And that's not an isolated incident. More women successfully defend themselves with firearms every day. But that's, you know, Squeaky's not going to listen to that. She tends to filter out any inconvenient dissenting opinions that don't confirm her carefully crafted anti-gun message. As a matter of fact, don't ever try to engage her on Facebook because you'll just get blocked. Now, we get this from some of the gun grabbers out there. As college campus carry becomes more prevalent, now all of a sudden they're worried about college campus suicide. And it's being pointed out by certain players that colleges don't track suicide rates. But they're saying that suicide is rarely discussed in the debate over campus carry policies. I don't know why we would have that debate, because we probably already had that debate at large in the world at large that surrounds the college, wouldn't you think? Apparently there's more than 1,000 college student suicides that occur every year. And for the people that are anti-concealed carry, this is a troubling issue. The AP reported Tuesday that only 43 of the 100 largest public universities included said that they keep track of suicides. That data could help universities understand whether policies allowing students to carry concealed firearms on campus are associated with a rise in suicide, since experts say there isn't enough research on the issue. Well, there isn't any research on the issue because it only just began. Well, that's not entirely true, though, is it? I mean, states like Utah have had it for quite some time. What's the incidence of suicide in Utah? Here we get into a very interesting thing. Why are we even getting into a suicide discussion in college? Aren't these supposed to be the best and the brightest? Shouldn't they, when they're going somewhere and they, you know, you go to college with a goal. I want a degree in this, I want a degree in that, I want to do this, I want to do that. Then you get to go. Who's letting them down to where they kill themselves? According to the AP, they also are sort of squishy about confirming cause of death because of legal liabilities when families intend to keep the cause of death private. Some schools are also concerned that the data could harm a school's reputation. See, that kind of supposition and that kind of reasoning to me is sort of lame. The Golden Gate Bridge is a suicide hotspot. Nobody cares about the reputation of the Golden Gate Bridge because it's a bridge. These schools are something, you know, I guess they think they're a little bit above that. But they cite a 2016 report by John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health. Anytime you hear John Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, I would like to hear about a survey from them talking about how to combat male balding. Because all they ever talk about is gun control. I've never heard anything attributed to them beyond gun control. They never say, well, you know, osteoporosis can be prevented this way. No, they don't ever do that. The giveaway is it is the John Hopkins Bloomberg. There's no such thing as a John Hopkins Bloomberg. There was John Hopkins and there's Michael Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg pulled out his checkbook and wrote a big check. And now he has a school. He has a school that writes all of his studies for him. So, but now of course we're going to worry about suicide in schools. We should be worried about that anyway. We should be fighting that anyway. All the time, fighting it. Suicide is not something we should sit back and just let happen without trying to keep this from spreading any more than it already does. It is the saddest of circumstances to consider. The saddest. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, do that instead. There you go.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. Take that gun. If it's tired, if it's worn out, if you've shot it and you just can't find a way to get rid of it, you're going to keep it, give it a Boyd's Gun Stock. You'll love it. That gun will last, it will outlast you at that point. It'll be something you pass on. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. I saw this discussion on Twitter, and in it I saw somebody telling somebody else is that anyone who has more than two guns is gearing to commit mass murder, which I always wondered with Stephen Paddock why he took 23 guns to his hotel room. I could see taking two. And maybe a backup rifle. Maybe a backup rifle if you plan on shooting that a lot. And apparently he was. I could see taking a whole bunch of ammo there. But I don't understand, you know, getting out there and carrying a bunch of guns. Which, seeing this on Twitter, makes me believe that most people think that if you're going to go out and do a lot of damage, you need a bunch of guns to do it. No, you have to carry those. So, you know, the fewer things you have in your hands when you're actually employing them, the more dangerous you are. Now, I'm willing to allow for some measure of exaggeration given the nature of the medium. But if you're looking around your personal armory like I am, and you're contemplating your plans for the new year as I am, I would have to say that one of us does not understand the other. So for the purpose of this, I'm going to focus only on handguns. This would give this opponent's argument the best chance. But, you know, it's also because of weather where I'm living right now and in most of America has also turned cold. More on that in a bit. First, consider the variation in power among the calibers used in handguns. The weapon that you choose for going after squirrels would be a poor choice for dealing with bears in Alaska, for example. Now, that would be obvious to you folks and to me, but gun control advocates rarely trouble themselves to learn the subject they wish to regulate. And the case of handgun hunting, a person would be able to name a requirement for at least two or more likely of three firearms, a small bore rimfire, a medium piece like a .357 Magnum, and something .44 Magnum on up if you're going after, you know, among the bigger game. Hunting in Africa may add a new need depending on your big bore choice there. Now, at this point, I've left out the semi-automatics, which are my love, aren't they, in the proceeding? And that gets us into the magazine capacity debate. Do I have to explain that hunting and self-defense are different actions? To some people, I do. A hunter has a duty to make clean shots that minimize the suffering of the prey and also has the luxury of choosing to shoot or to refrain. In self-defense, good people have to react to violence with force rapidly and, quickly as possible. Criminals can come in plurals, and sometimes, especially if they're chemically enhanced, stopping them takes several shots. If this, as in many other areas, Hollywood, with so many scenes of bad guys spraying to no effect while good guys score one shot stops, that's done a lot of us a disservice because that's what they're thinking. What about the weather, though? The weather is a factor. If you read gun discussion boards for a while, you'll come across comments about carrying different guns when it's hot or cold, since lots of clothing will conceal more than shorts and a t-shirt. One gun that I'm carrying right now, a lot, is the, because it's so easy to conceal. And I've actually gone the wrong way. Now, right here with me, I have a Smith and, or no, excuse me, I'm sorry. Sig Sauer P320 carry, which is the shorter slide, but with the 17 round magazine. That's what I should be carrying. That's a, you know, that is a real service pistol. But I have been carrying the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield 2.0 because I have sort of taken it beyond the traditional M&P Shield 2.0, but that's beside the point. Snubby revolver will fit into pockets. And it's easier to get into pockets than, say, a 1911. But it's cold enough outside right now, though, so then you have to ask the question, would one full-size handgun be enough? Now, when you mention the temperature, a lot of us are going to be wearing gloves. And for those that are Glock owners, the one problem with the Glock trigger guard that you do not find in, say, the SIG trigger guard, the SIG trigger guard is big enough to park a boat in it. The Glock, not so much. So that's something you have to think about when your index finger is wrapped in a layer of leather. You're going to want more resistance on the bang switch, even understanding that your finger doesn't go on the trigger until you're ready to shoot. That's because there should be enough room for getting your finger in place, and because circumstances might change enough to tell you not to shoot. And for days like this, a gun with a generous guard and a trigger that takes more time and intention to let go makes sense. The Smith & Wesson M&P Shield has a big trigger guard. Now, all of this isn't to say that you should have or what you should have or what best fits your requirement. It is to say that arbitrary limits on what everyone may own makes no sense. Having the right tool for the job is what freedom allows us. These things, again, will be obvious to you and me, but you have to be ready to explain to others the logic of what we do if we're going to preserve our rights. As we get ready to go, I saw this the other day. Whenever I go to the NRA meetup, when Duck Dynasty was on, one of the Robertsons was always there. Normally it would be Cy. Cy was always there. So they're sort of in the gun community. And have you ever heard of the Cracker Barrel restaurant chain? They actually serve a pretty decent steak, but it's a down-home country restaurant chain. Well, they went temporarily insane, and they forgot about their customer base, and so they yanked the Duck Dynasty merchandise off the shelves. Because Phil Robertson, an avowed Christian, decided to avow his Christianity in public, and he also revealed himself as a blatant, out and proud heterosexual. And for some reason, Christians haven't gotten the message that their religion must be practiced only in basements, remote, secluded areas. So, for some reason, somewhere in that chain of command of the Cracker Barrel, at first they were internally they were talking about only pulling the items that had Phil Robertson on them, but then they decided to pull all the Duck Dynasty stuff. Some stores even pulled merchandise from Duck Commander, the company owned by the Robertson family. And they wrote, "We removed selective products which we were concerned might offend some of our guests while we evaluate the situation, declaring that the corporate mission is pleasing people, which means they operate within the ideals of fairness, mutual respect, and equal treatment of all people. Except Christians. They couldn't treat them equally." So, and recently they put this out. Have we got time? No, I don't have time. They basically put out a letter saying, "We messed up. Please stop. Please don't stop coming to us. Please. Pretty please. Pretty please." I thought that was funny. Back again tomorrow in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.